from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball slowly hit. Sosa charges, gloves, transfers, throws. He got him. Ball game's over, and the Phillies come from behind and beat the Braves in the opening game of this big four-game series. Two late homers, one for Marsh, one for Castellanos, and the Phillies bullpen with a 5-4 win.
What a win last night for the Phillies. Welcome on Answer Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets your Brooke. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. It's a tri-day Friday. We got a lot to get to, including the Eagles 1 week from tonight. Start their season against the Green Bay Packers. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, everybody. It's the last weekend of summer. Please be safe. Like, seriously, all jokes aside, just please be safe. There's a lot going on. It's a lot that happens around this time, so just be safe.
Very good advice, Hugh. Good advice for everyone out there on a Labor Day weekend. And we start this morning after maybe the win of the year. I mean, that was an incredible victory. They've had a few of these kind of games where they pull out at the end or they find a way. But, Hugh, last night wasn't just a game. It was the Atlanta Braves. And there were a lot of people yesterday. I mean, we had some callers saying it was a must-win. They were out on the Phillies. Someone told us they were rooting for the Braves now. I mean, people were losing their minds after the Taijuan Walker debacle a couple days ago. But the Phillies got back to what they were doing and what they have been doing, which is playing good baseball outside of the Taijuan Walker starts. For a little while now, the Phillies have been back for a while. They're playing good baseball again. And last night, Hugh, was one of those pivot points of the season because let's just call it for what it is. If they had lost that game last night, you know what we would have come in here to today. Panic.
Oh, yeah. Everybody would have been in their feelings. It would have been one of those things where the season's over. There would have been people that have really – they would have really been in their feelings this morning. No question.
The lead would have been down to six. Instead, it's – no, excuse me, it went down to four. Instead, it is six. The Phillies would have only been up in this division by four games with three to play this weekend, and it was trending that way because the Braves, Charlie Morton was shutting them down early. The offense was doing nothing. And then, Hugh, the Phillies woke up, and they woke up in a way – that we're not used to as much this season, right? Because we always talk about it. It's got to be Schwarber. It's got to be Harper. It's got to be Turner. Now, yesterday was the middle and the bottom of the order. Sixth inning last night, Brandon Marsh at the plate against Charlie Morton, and Brandon Marsh delivered his biggest hit of the season.
1-0. And a swing and a high fly ball left center field up the alley. Harris going back to the track, looking up. It's gone! And he's done it again! Brandon Marsh with a three-run home run to the opposite field. And it's a ball game again as the Phillies are down a run. It's 4-3.
It was a ball game again. I was surprised Snicker let Morton face Marsh for a third time there as a righty against a lefty. Had a lefty warming. I was actually shocked he let him do it. Hits the ball out to left field. Boom, we've got a ball game. And then one inning later, as the Phillies got back in it, the bullpen took over. And Nick Castellanos up to the plate and does what Nick has been doing now for better part of 2 months, which is just come up big in big spots.
Holmes kicks and deals, and the pitch swung on, driven to center. It's deep. Harris is back at the track, at the wall. It's gone into the hedges, and Castellanos has turned the game around with a two-run home run here in the bottom of the seventh inning. It is his 19th of the season. 5-4 Phillies.
See, and that's why you say you're sorry, Hugh, because Nick Castellanos comes up with big hits like that. Hugh, last night, Marsh and Castellanos, right? It wasn't Turner, wasn't Harper, wasn't Schwarber. It was those guys in the middle and towards the bottom of the order. They won that game with two swings.
Oh, no question about that, man. And shout out to Nick Castellanos for coming into his own and having a stellar 2 months. But he's doing his job, so he doesn't get an apology.
Well, he gets flowers today.
Oh, he gets his flowers. Yeah. I give him his flowers. I ain't saying I'm sorry. Too late to apologize.
I don't know. A lot of people last night were saying, get Hugh to say he's sorry.
No, not only were they saying it to you, they were DMing me. Talking about you need to apologize.
You too.
And I didn't say anything. Listen, most times when I see your DMs, I see them. I don't respond because I'm too busy laughing.
It seems like you're gearing up for an apology.
I know.
I'm too busy laughing. But I respect you. And I appreciate you listening to the show. I really, really do. That means a lot to us.
You know what I appreciate?
And I ain't apologizing.
Yeah, I appreciate Brandon Marsh and Nick Castellanos last night. Big, big, big home runs. The Phillies closed it down. And here's where I'm at with the Phillies. With the win last night, now back up sixth in the division, they really could bury the Braves this weekend. They take two of three more and push this thing to seven in the division with no more head-to-head games left. This thing is a wrap in the NL East. They've regained my trust, Hugh, because it was choppy. It was actually a week ago, last Friday, as they went to enter that series against the Royals. We talked here on the Midday Show about if you're losing hope or not. And now, a week later, they've regained my trust. That was an impressive weekend, last weekend against the Royals. They took two out of three against the Astros. They're off to a good start against the Braves. They're doing exactly what we asked. And here's what really is striking me this morning. Yes, Marsh, Castellanos, big home runs, big hits. That's all wonderful. You know what has returned? They're starting pitching. If you take away the Taiwan starts, right? Taiwan doesn't count. And by the way, they took him out of the rotation finally yesterday. He's out. Okay. If you take away the Taiwan starts, the last 10 games started by Wheeler, Nola, Sanchez, Suarez. That's about two week span here.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 2.03 ERA from those starting pitchers. They're pitching again like
is
they
what it
did
was at the beginning.
In the beginning of the season. They've regained my trust. Hugh, are the Phillies, have they regained your trust after a couple of tough months?
I feel better about this team, much better than I did Monday. Because, you know, Monday I was a little bit leery of this squad. But as the days progress and I've seen how they're playing. And not only that, your boy Nick Castellanos, his press conferences for me,
they're the best.
Yeah, because, like I said, Clifford Franklin. That's when I see him with his hat on and his confidence. It's obvious that he's gotten his confidence back. And that's a big thing, especially around this time of year, Joe. You're talking about we got a month left in the season?
Mm-hmm.
If that, it's one of those things where that's what you want to see from your team when it's playoff time or getting close to playoff time. You want to see that confidence start to build. You want to see this pitching staff start to do exactly what it's doing, getting back to what they were at the beginning of the season.
28 games to go. So when we get back in here Tuesday after the Labor Day Monday, the Phillies will have 25 games to go. We're coming down the stretch now. And this is the weekend. I mean, this for the Braves to have any chance to take this division back, they need at least three out of four. And now that's, you know, obviously they're in a big hole because they lost the first one. For the Phillies now, you know, we talked yesterday, a split could really be okay because it's just chopping off games and time off the calendar, and the Braves don't have any more games against the Phillies after this weekend. But if the Phillies can get three out of four or sweep the Braves, this thing is a wrap before Memorial Day. 215-592-9494. Kyle, how you feeling this morning as Castellanos and Marsh come up big? The bullpen does the job. Have the Phillies regained your trust?
So remember when I threw in the towel?
Yes.
And then I picked it back up, but I still had it in my hand. It's going back into the back pocket.
Oh,
the towel is stuffed into the back pocket. I'm back in fully. They've regained my trust, mainly because of how the pitching staff's pitching. Like, I know Sanchez let up a couple bombs to Matt Olson. That's a rare thing, not something I expect to see Sanchez do often. But really, like, the bullpen came in and was nasty. Like, lights out. That reminded me of the April, May, you know, early June Phillies. Because let's be realistic about the offense right now. They still only scored by hitting home runs last night. And none of them came from Harper, Turner, Schwarber, or even Alec Boehm, who was injured. Like, so that's something that I still think is going to come around by the time the playoffs start. But what was killing us during that big slump was that everything was going bad at the same time. When no one would hit, the pitching staff was also letting up some bad, like, poorly timed home runs. The pitching staff is now at a spot, like, it's back to that spot where they can carry the offense through colder streaks. And I don't necessarily think the offense is like totally broken out of it. They're not on that like six run per game pace that Hugh was talking about earlier on in the season.
I feel attacked.
Well, you shouldn't. It'll be okay. I think the offense will start to like get back at least closer to that pace by the end of the season when those guys get going. But as of right now, man, the bullpen is lights out, and like they're going. That's the reason that I believe that this team can win the World Series again is because they have lights out pitching.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up the bullpen, because last night they did the job too. Because that game, I mean, they didn't get any insurance runs there, right? They needed to shut it down there when it got to 5-4. And they had Kirkering, who's pitched really well lately. Strom, who's gotten big outs all year. And I loved Hoffman finishing the game. Hoffman's got ice in his veins. I'm a big Hoffman guy.
And who was that? Your boy was up there at the plate at the end.
My boy. He's not Merrifield anymore.
Be honest. Because of what happened, transpired the last time we were in that situation, was everybody a little nervous?
No.
When Witt was up there?
No.
Not even a little bit.
Because we had Hoffman pitching.
Okay.
If it was Estevez, I'd be a little worried.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because he's like a tightrope walker.
Yeah, he's a roller coaster up there. No, I wasn't nervous. And to the point on the pitching, the bullpen's been better. And so Sanchez gave up 4 runs last night. That's the most runs any non-Walker starter has given up in 2 weeks here. Here are the runs allowed by Wheeler, Nola, Suarez, and Sanchez over the last 2 weeks. 1-0-1-2-2-3-1-2-0-2-4. I mean, it's been really good pitching now for a while. This was the formula early in the season. Good pitching, some power, a deep lineup. The Phillies have regained my trust. How about you? 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. On a Friday, a Labor Day weekend Friday, as the Phillies are off to a good start against the Braves. Chris, good morning, buddy.
Happy Fransky Football Friday, man.
Happy Friday.
Chris, it's our last Friday without football, but we got college last night. We're back now. Now it's the best time of the year.
Joe, football starts tomorrow, 12 o'clock, Penn State versus West Virginia University.
You locking up a win here? You guaranteeing a win? What do you think?
Stone cold lock.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Not Axeman, but young Trotter out there, he might have something to say about that. Josiah.
Nope.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Love the Trots, but tomorrow, not 30 and me. No respect to you. No respect to you.
No, I got you. I got you. Yeah, I got you, man. Yeah, Penn State. I know. Yeah.
We are.
I mean, I'm not, but you are. Yeah.
Oh.
that was not me. That was Kyle, by the way.
Yeah, I know it is. Kyle loves Penn State. He's a diehard. Hey, Kyle, the jersey's in the mail. Hey guys, let's get to this Phillies team. You guys hit it all on the head. The pitching is back to their dominance. And it's not that the pitching is pitching over their head. They are just this good. These starters are that good. Guys, we used to talk about the four aces back in the day. We got the four aces again, okay? They're that good. Our bullpen's lights out. We hit the bump in the road, which you knew eventually was going to happen. They weren't going to have like less than one and less than 1.5 ERAs. But they are what they are. They are around a 2 ERA type of pitchers, which is still ridiculous for Major League Baseball. The fact that the hitting is picking themselves up again. We're playing like a team. When Harper's off and Realmuto's off, and Turner's in a slump, we're still winning games because Marsh is now picking us up. Castellanos is picking us up. There's somebody else there. This is how we won early on, and this is how great teams win. And you know what? We're getting ready to Memorial Day. Hit it, Kyle! This team is ready to roll! We are back, baby! Get on board! Blue Name of Death! Here we go! The red train is rolling! Woo! Woo! We're getting ready to go to Red October! It's gonna be a red ride! Woo! Billy!
I like it.
Now that's how to start a holiday weekend. Like Chris, that's good stuff. Sounds like the Phillies are pregame.
It's starting to get cold, too. It's starting to feel like baseball, football weather, man.
None of my cold.
Nippy.
Cool.
A little chilly. A little crisp.
I think it's not.
You know what that means?
I don't know if 75 is crisp.
Pajama time. It's
about
time.
I think you're just looking for an excuse to wear pajamas.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Would you consider 75 crisp? No, I think, just think that's nice.
No, it's like 75 here.
Crisp is 57.
No, I'm telling you, Joe, trust me on this. 75 here hits different than 75 in Georgia.
I think,
so to me, this is crisp.
I think it hits different after a summer as opposed to after a winter. Like after a winter 75, you're like, I'm putting a t-shirt on.
Yeah, it does.
But after like a bunch of 90-degree days,
well,
you're like,
a hot summer too.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's cooled down. Now, we're getting closer to football weather and October weather and Philly's playoff weather. John is in West Philly talking Phillies. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, John.
Listen, I'm probably going to call every time Castellanos hit a bomb, so I don't know. Put my name on the show the day after. But I think he's doing this because he heard you, Joe, talking all that trash all the year.
Hopefully he also heard the apology that I gave, but Hugh would not give.
It wasn't good enough. He definitely heard Hugh, though. He's taking it personal or something. So he might.
I mean, as he should.
You know.
I mean, John, listen. If he's gonna, if he doesn't like me not apologizing, and he's playing like he's playing, then guess what I'm gonna do or not gonna do?
Yo, you might have to.
I gotta keep it going.
You gotta double down.
Yeah, I gotta double down.
Listen, you might have to be enemies at this point.
Yeah, frenemies.
Frenemies.
Oh yeah, I'm with it, man. Listen, I'm trying to. I want to go to a parade, man. The last parade I went to was the one that they had here. Drove all the way up from Georgia to go to a parade. I'm trying to go to another one.
Yeah, well, maybe this time you can tell him, at the end that you was the reason for it and all. You could take a little.
Take a victory lap
for Hugh after sitting here the whole time not apologizing? This is unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know. He'll owe you after it. But, yeah, what I think on the Phillies, I brought back in and stuff, but the thing that I'm waiting to see is how Ranger does over an extended period of time. I really believe that he's, like, the X factor, and I do believe it's something in him. With him coming back from the injury and all that, and, you know, the other starters, they may have been, you know, trying to do too much because they know we got to win this game, and, you know, the fourth or fifth game might be a loss, so, you know, they may be trying to overdo it. But I really think that the swagger that Ranger got, the Ranger effect is real, and I just need to see Ranger do good over, you know, two more games, three more games to you know, for me to say that, I believe the Phillies are going to the World Series. I really believe he's the X factor.
Yeah, and that's fair. And he'll pitch tonight, John. And look, he pitched well last weekend, but it was only five innings, right? We got to see him come through a bunch of turns here. And John, we appreciate the phone call. I get that because the pitching really is the key to the whole thing. I mean, that was the key early in the season. It remains. And now they need to keep those guys rolling. But boy, Hugh, it does help when, and we talked about this about a month ago, it felt like if Harper and Turner and Schwarber didn't hit, they didn't hit. And now Marsh has woken back up, right? Mm-hmm. He's been better the last couple weeks. Castellanos.
That's who you need to apologize to.
To Brandon Marsh?
Yeah, because I was talking about putting him down in
we talked about a two-week reset.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm just saying.
I'm not apologizing to Brandon Marsh.
Oh, but you want me to apologize to Castellanos?
Yes. Yes. Well, but also, Brandon Marsh, we didn't talk that much about.
I see how this is. We only apologize to certain people.
Well, Castellanos is a little bit more important, I think.
Apologize to Rojas.
For what?
For just being mean and hurtful.
Did he even play last night?
Well, he did come in. He came in the ninth inning. I don't think the ball went to him, did it? I don't think so. No.
He's got to start playing a little bit more.
I'm just deflecting.
You're deflecting.
I'm deflecting.
You want everybody else to.
I'm just saying, if we apologize, it just feels like selective apologies running around.
No,
apologize to Trey Turner.
Sorry, partner.
For what?
for talking about you wish the contract never happened.
He has 38 errors as a Philly.
I'm just saying.
He almost threw the ball into the crowd last night.
I'm just saying. Everything. Apologize since we apologize and since we become that city.
What a deflector we got over here. Apologize. No. Castellanos hit another home run last night to win a game.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
that was
he
a
hell.
Like, he golfed that thing, too.
That was a great swing by Nick Castellanos. Off a righty who throws hard. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop in. If the Phillies regained your trust, they win a big one last night to move the NL East lead to 6 over the Atlanta Braves. Corey in Pottstown is up on WIP. Hey, Corey.
Hey, guys. Nice talking to you today. Real quick, a stat I heard last night. Since 2014, the Phillies were 0-55 against the Braves when they were down at any point by 4 runs. And they came back and won that game. So Now I am back invested in Philly since they broke that streak right there.
That is an incredible stat. I saw it too, Corey. I think it was like September of 2014. So we're basically a decade. It's been a decade since the Phillies came back against the Braves down four runs in a game. That's a remarkable stat. I know the Phillies were bad for a lot of that, but they've also been good now for the past, you know, three years at least, and they never had a comeback against them like that. That's a great stat.
I have 2 points about last night's game that are going to be severely overlooked because of what happened. One is this. Topper has changed his – there's something about what Topper did last night that we would have never seen. Sixth inning, he brings Kirkering in. He throws one pitch, gets out of the inning, and then comes back to Kirkering. I think if Alvarado was still here, he would have brought Alvarado in for that inning because he never lets a guy sit for a little bit of time and come back and pitch that next inning. So that was a good change of pace by Topper by letting Kirkering come back in that seventh inning. And then the coach from Atlanta, let's be honest, Marsh looked pathetic his first two at-bats against their pitcher. And I think he overthought how good his pitcher looked against Marsh. And then Marsh hit that three-run homer.
Corey, I totally agree. He helped give them the game. I could sit, and he had a lefty warming. He had Aaron Bummer, a lefty warming.
Yes, he did. He had him ready to go.
It's crazy. I mean, we know how bad Marsh has been against lefties. And you know, even if he, I guess he could have brought Weston Wilson in, it could have been that matchup. But whatever. I agree with you. And that's an interesting point you brought up on Kirkering, Corey. It probably is in part because Alvarado's not here. I also think Kirkering's earning more trust. I feel like last night was like almost a little bit of a tryout. Like, can you come back after getting an out, sitting, come back again for the next inning? I think Kirkering's an X factor in October. He's looked good lately.
Because remember, that inning was the inning that they scored the two runs to take the lead. So bringing he showed a lot of trust by letting Kirkering sat for like 13 minutes. So bringing him back in and him striking out two guys in a dominant way he did, That shows a lot from Topper, but that shows the trust that he has in Kirkering. So that was awesome.
Good stuff, Corey. We appreciate the phone call. You're right about that. We got a lot to do on the show today. It's a Tri-Day Friday. We got to give major credit to one person for that Phillies victory last night. We'll tell you about our prize today. A lot to do on the show. 215-592-9494. We also want to offer our condolences. The story has been out since early this morning. Hugh Johnny Gaudreau, a local NHL player for the Columbus Blue Jackets. He played for the Flames back in the day. Well-known in this area. He and his brother last night tragically lost their lives in an accident. They were riding bikes, and they were struck by a driver in South Jersey. It's an awful story. A lot of people around here knew the Gaudreau family, the hockey players, and it's just very sad. I mean, it's sad no matter who it is, but this is a name that we know, and you know, he's a guy that people have known in this area for a very long time. Very sad story last night.
Yeah, man, and my heart goes out to their family because, like I said, be careful because this is the time where, you know, unfortunate things like this happen. This is around the time where I lost my son last year. And it's one of those things, man, you're never prepared for anything that happens like this. So I beg everybody. I know everybody wants to go out last weekend in summer and they wanna have as much fun as you possibly can, but please be careful. If you're drinking, make sure you do things to keep you from having to drive and things of that nature, man, because I mean it's the worst feeling in the world is to have a holiday like this and have some unfortunate memories that go along with it. For me personally, football season hits different now. It hits a lot different, the start of the football season. So, yeah, just please be careful this weekend.
Our condolences go out to the entire Gaudreau family. Tragic story this morning in South Jersey. We'll come back to your phone calls, and, of course, a lot on the Phillies here. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.